Continuing Radharasuta Nidhi by Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. We left off these classes a short time ago in 2007 in the last Purushottam Vrat. So this is like Brahma stealing the calves. It's only been a moment since our last class, although it may seem like 3 years or more. Yugayitam Nimeshina Chakshusha Pravishayatam Shunyayatam Jagatsavam Govinda Virahiname. In the previous classes, a few moments ago, in 2007, by the mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga and Srila Saraswati Pad, we discussed something of the Nam Mahima of Srimati Radharani and the Rupa Mahima, which you can hear in that first tape, Radharasuta Nidhi Part 1. So now it's Purushottam 2010, and we're on the banks of Shyamakund and the holy abode of Srikund, Radhakund, Sridham Vrindavan. In this holiest of months, 1,000 times more purifying and beneficial than Kartik, it is said. And we want to continue by the mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga and the Vaishnavas and the begging for the blessings of Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, who is sometimes known as Tungavidyasakhi, although that is also Vrakeshwara Pandit. At any rate, he's a great devotee of Srimati Radharani. We want to describe the Guna Mahima, Nam Rup Gun Lila, Parishishta, Dham, Seva. All these topics related to Radharani are described in Radharasuta Nidhi and other books. Admittedly, we have no qualification to describe or discuss these pastimes or these verses. They have a phrase in English, fools rush in where angels dare not. So, admittedly, we're definitely a fool. At the same time, we're a helpless fool, drawn like a moth into the fire, attracted by the dancing flames of the fire, not knowing that that will be his peril and he'll burn alive. But nevertheless, as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the goal of our lives is to become particles of dust at the lotus feet of Radharani and Sri Rupa Mandri and Rati Mandri, Rupa Raghunatha Padi, Halibhayakati. In some life, future lifetime, we hope to become servants of the servants of the servants of Rupa Mandri and Rati Mandri, Tulsi Mandri, who is Raghunatha Das Goswami and Srila Rupa Goswami. And our illustrious Guru Parampara are all Pran Sakhi Mandris and Palyadasis of Radharani, our Srila Prabhupada. And the other acharyas are also on Mandri Srup. There are different verses describing the various qualities of Srimati Radharani. The qualities of Radharani are unlimited. Anantagun, like Krishna, Krishna has unlimited qualities, so does Radharani. Although Krishna has unlimited qualities, 64 are listed by Rupa Goswami and others. And Radharani, like Krishna, has anantagunam, unlimited qualities, and anantanamam, anantalilam, anantakripam, unlimited names and pastimes and grace and mercy. But of those unlimited qualities, 25 are listed, and that's all she needs. Although Krishna has twice, more than twice, the qualities listed, merely with 25 qualities, that's all Radharani needs to control Krishna. And that's her 25th quality, that she fully controls Krishna. So these are gunas, her qualities, her attributes, transcendental qualities. So there's verse here, 52, of Radharasuta Nidhi, which has about something like 240 verses or something. Verse 52 describes Radharani's divine qualities. If you want to give a title to this verse, of course, this, we're beginning now the Guna Mahima, Guna Mahima, the wonderful, illustrious glories of Srimati Radhika, Vrindavanishri Radharani, Vrishabhanu Nandini, Krishna's Priyaji. The glorious divine qualities of Srimati Radhika. This is verse 52. Amanda Premanka Shlata Sakala Nirbanda Ridayam Daya Param Divya Chabi Madura Lavanya Lalitam Alakshyam Radakyam Nikila Nigamer Apyatitaram Rasam Bode Saram Kimapi Sukumaram Vijayate Rasam Bode Saram Kimapi Sukumaram Vijayate. Translation. Prabodhananda Saraswati, in his sadhaka roop, he's fully in full consciousness now, full external consciousness, as a sadhaka, offering prarthana, prayers to Radharani, glorifying her. Sometimes, some of the verses, this is a repeat of what we told in previous classes, and some of the verses he's in his Siddha group or Siddha Vesh, his Sakhi group. Sometimes they say he's Sakhi or he's Manjari. Sometimes he's describing the mood of Manjaris or the Sevas and moods of Manjaris or the mood and Sevas of Sakhis. Nevertheless, it's all Madhurya Bhav, Parakiya Bhav. So sometimes Prabhupada Saraswati, Srila Saraswati Pad, is completely Sarupa Vesh. He's completely absorbed in his Siddha Sarup. In the Leela, he's entered the Leela and he's seen the Leela in Spurti or Visporti or more, and he's in internal consciousness, Antarchit, and he's writing down what he's seeing or the service he's rendering and his absorption, his experiences, his bhavas, his ecstasies, and sometimes he loses that vision and his lamentation. But here he's praying and glorifying Srimati Radharani. Amanda Premanka Shlata Sakala Nirvanda Ridayam Daya Param Divya Chavi Madura Lavanya Lalitam Alakshyam Radakyam Nikala Nigamayar Apyatitaram Ras Rasambode Saram Kimapi Sukumaram Vijayate. From Sri Krishna Sankirtan, from Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan Ki Jai. So Sukumari Radha Vijayate Ki Jai. Sukumari Radha. Sukumari. Kumari means a young, unmarried, virgin girl. Kumari. It means very tender, very soft, gentle, innocent. Sukumari means very gentle, very tender. So it's Vijayate. May that tender, beautiful, sweet, virgin-like, innocent, beautiful Radharani, that Sukumari Radha, may she ever be ever victorious. Sukumari Vijayate. All glories to that tender, innocent girl who is the essence of the ocean of Ras. This is the translation of verse 52. Ras Ambude Saram. Ambudi. Anandambudi Vardhanam. She's a Ras Ambude. She's not only Ras, the essence of Ras, but the essence of ocean of Ras. Her Ras is oceanic. You can't measure the length of the ocean or the depth of the ocean or the volume of the ocean, how much water is in the ocean, how wide is it, how long is it, it's fathomless, depthless. Rasambade Saram. Radharani is the essence of the ocean of Ras, and she's inaccessible to the Vedas. Nigamar, the Agamas, Atitaram, she's Atitaram, far beyond, much more than any of the Agamas or Vedas. She's not accessible to the Vedas. Her divine form, is made of sweet, elegant beauty and unlimited mercy. Divya Chabi means divine form. Madura Lavanya Lalitam. Lalitam, Lavanya Lalitam, Madura. Madura Lavanya Lalitam. Describing the form, the transcendental form, a divine form of sweet, elegant beauty. And Daya Param, Apara, Daya, we say Dayal Nitai, Daya means Kripa, mercy, compassion, Apara means unlimited, Apara, Daya Param, her mercy is unlimited. And the signs of Radha's unrivaled love and the proof or the the signs of her unrivaled love for Krishna have made her give up all her moral duties. Amanda Premanka, Amanda, that pure love, Premanka, Anka means the mark, the hallmark of her love. The symbol, the hallmark of Radharani's love is Shlata Sakala Nirbanda Ridayam. Interesting word, Shlata. Shlata means slacken, restraint, to give up. Sakala Nirbanda, Nirbanda. Banda means bindings, restraints. She slackened or released or let go of all the restraints and bindings of her heart to serve Krishna. This is the meaning of the verse, glorifying Radharani's qualities, or physical qualities, or emotional qualities, mental qualities. Now let's look at these one by one. Amanda Premanka Shlata Sakala Nirbanda Ridayam. So these Nirbanda Ridayam, these Ridayam means heart. What's tying the heart down? Our hearts are tied down in this world. They're bound. Nirbanda. Sakala Nirbanda, the restraints of the heart. Our hearts are tied down to our bodies. Our hearts are tied down to our families and friends. Our hearts are tied to our husbands and wives and children and mother-in-laws. So she slackened all that. She released it all. She gave up. So Radharani is the perfection of the Gita, 1865. Sarvadharman Prityaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Sarvadharman Prityaja. Parityaja means Shlata Sakala Nirbanda Vridayam. Sarvadharman Prityaja. Sarvadharman Prityaja. You can also say, as in the words of Saraswati Pad, Shlata Sakala Nirbanda Ridayam. She slackened all the restraints and bindings and tying down her heart to anything of this temporary world. Any so-called dharmas, loka dharmas, tree dharma, laja dharma, these are all dharmas manifested and manufactured and operating within the material realm. But for one who wants to attain Krishna, then he can abandon all those. Tyaja. Sarvadharman Prityaja. Tyag. Renounce. Restrain. I mean, slacken. Give up. So Radharani did that. How could she do this? Nirbanda Ridyam. All these bindings or restraints, she abandoned them due to the imprint of her intense, pristine prema. Amanda means pristine, intense, premanka. Her heart was marked. She had fallen in love with Krishna. Now this is the key to surrender. Surrender depends on attachment. The more we become attached to Krishna, or the more we become attached to his representative, Sri Guru, lovingly attached to Sri Guru, or lovingly attached to Sri Krishna, the easier it is to surrender and the more we can surrender. So she's marked. She's noted for that. Amanda Premanka. Ananda Premanka, she's marked. This is the imprint of her intense and pristine prema. Sometimes the moon is described in Sanskrit literatures. The moon is described with this word Anka, Mriga Anka. I don't know if you ever heard this term. Oftentimes in the West, people say, "Oh, look at the full moon. You see the man on the moon? It looks like a cheese on the moon, or there's some mark on the moon, or some imprint, or some mark on the moon that appears there." And the Buddhist tradition, they say it's a rabbit sitting sideways. So in the Hindu tradition, they say Mriga. Mriga Anka. Mriga Anka is a nice way to the moon. Mriga Anka means the Chandra, the moon, who has an imprint of Mriga, which means a deer. Sometimes they say a deer mark. It looks like the outline of a deer or a rabbit. So this is Radharani's Premanka, that her heart, the moon of her heart, that Ridaya, that Nirbanda Ridayam, Shlata Sakala Nirbanda Ridayam. The Ridayam, ordinary people's hearts are Sakala Nirbanda. Sakala Nirbanda, they're completely tied, completely bound and restrained and tied down by so many material attachments. Family, friends, house, society, job, position, prestige. There's no other imprint on their heart. But in Radharani's heart, the moon of Radharani's heart, Hridaya Chandra, Radha Hridaya Chandra, the moon of Radharani's heart, there's only one face and the moon there, Krishna's face. What face is in the moon of Radharani's heart? When they say the man in the moon, well, the man in the moon of Radharani's heart is none other than Krishna Chandra. Krishna Chandra Bhagavan ki jai. Gaura Chandra ki jai. So when Radharani looks into the moon of her heart, she sees someone there, smiling beautifully. Shyam Sundar. Krishna Chandra. Shyam Chandra. When we look into the moon of our heart, what do we see reflected there? Wife, husband, children, ourselves. The moon of our heart is a mirror to simply see ourselves, our self-image, our self-prestige, who we are, who we think we are, our name, our fame, our position, our power, our wealth, attainment. But the moon of Radharani's heart is something different. So it's marked, Amanda Premanka. There's a mark, there's a Premanka, Chandra, Hridaya Chandra, and Radharani's heart, there's a mark. Shlata Sakala Nirbanda, she's cut loose all these material attachments because her heart is stamped, it's marked, Premanka. It is marked, Amanda Premanka, Amanda Krishna Premanka. It is marked with a seal, the wax seal. In the old days they would seal a letter with a wax, hot wax. They would fold over the paper and then they would dip this little wooden thing and melt the wax and stick that in there, seal it with wax because there wasn't this glue and paste as we have today. So her heart is sealed, Premanka, and stamped, embossed with Krishna's smiling face, with her pure love for Krishna. This is one of Radharani's qualities. Divine Amanda Premanka. And because of that beautiful imprint and mark in her heart, then automatically Sarvadharma Pritaja. When Krishna becomes embossed and imprinted in our heart, and we can look inside the core of our heart and see the smiling face of Krishna Chandra, and not the smiling face of our wife, and not the smiling face of our husband, children, etc., then Shlata Sakala Nirbanda Hridayam. Then, which means Sarva Dharman Prityaja Ma Mekam Sharanam Braja. We can take shelter of that one Krishna smiling in our heart, that Krishna Chandra in our heart who's calling us to Braj. Come to Braj. Braj means to go, to move. We can move to Krishna and go to Braj. So all bindings or restraints of Radharani's heart have been abandoned due to the imprint of her intense, pristine love for Krishna. The hallmark of Radha's unrivaled love for Krishna made her give up all social and moral duties. The hallmark, the Premanka, Amanda Premanka, the hallmark of Radharani's pure, pristine love for Krishna made her give up all social and moral duties. Because these are all dharmas, social dharma, moral dharma. Dharma as a queen, dharma as a vaishya, as a coward girl, as a wife, patni dharma, all these given up. So love and attachment to God is the basis and foundation of surrender. So this is glorified. The gopi's degree of surrender is also glorified by Haridas, that great Haridas, Uddhav Mahashaya, that great servant and friend of Krishna and Dwarka, Uddhav, such a confidant, eternal associate of Lord Krishna. He's glorifying that detachment of the gopis in the Brahmar Gita. Asamaho Charna Rinu Jashausham says Yadustijam Swajanam Aryapatam Jahitvam. Vrindavanam Kim Yadustijam Swajanam. Dustijam Swajanam Aryapatam Chahitva. That because why Bejur Mukundam Padavim Shrutibir Mibrigyam Bejur Mukundam Padavim, because they were engaged in Mukunda Bhajan and they went beyond the Vedas. It's inconceivable to the Vedas. The Vedas are searching for such a perfection. Mrigyam. They can understand. because of their Mukunda Bhajan, their attachment to Mukunda, then Yadustijan, Swajanan. Swajana means their own jana, their own people. Dustijan, they just Dustijan, they just rejected them, left to their so-called husbands, mother-in-laws, everything. Aryapatat, Hitwa means they renounce, they give up, they abandon the Aryapat, the path of Aryans, the spiritual path of progressive followers of the Varnashram system, Dharmart Kamoksha, they didn't care. So Uddhava glorifies them for that. That is their glories, all glories of the gopis. They give up their own people as well as the path of Vedic righteousness, which is very difficult to give up. Even the Upanishads are seeking such a path. So then it says, so then Prabhupada Saraswati, he's glorifying Radharani for this. Vijayat Sukumari, Sukumari Vijayate, Sukumaram. Sukumara means tender girl. In other places in the Bhagavatam, it describes the gopis as Abala. We have Balaram, who has so much spiritual strength and power, and Abala. Abal means weak. Bal means strong. So Abala, so it's a very beautiful term that describes the gopis, Abala. So Radharani's Abala, she's very weak. And she's Sukumari, very tender and gentle, innocent and soft, but yet she became Vijayate. She became victorious over all her powerful relatives and all these restraints, Sakala Nirbanda Ridayam. She was able to conquer all this opposition to her devotion, as we may face from our level, how much opposition we may face to our practice of devotion or our path to Krishna, on the way to Krishna, there's that book of Prabhupada. On our way to Krishna, we face so many difficulties, obstacles, aparadhas and anarthas, bindings of our heart, restraints of our heart, sakalam nirbanda ridayam. But they can all become shlata, slackened, loosened, released, abandoned, forgotten. We become vijayate, param vijayate, param Sri Krishna Sankirtan, param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. By the power of Krishna Nam, Radha Nam, and Krishna Nam, and Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then we also can become vijayate. Param vijayate, the supreme victory, we can attain victory over all these bindings, sakala nirbanda ridayam. And that Sukumari, she's so tender. Sukumari, Kumari is a little virgin, young little tender virgin girl. Sukumari, Sukumaram vijayate. Saraswati Pati glorifies, she's so tender, she's Avala, but yet she was able to become victorious over all odds and oppositions. All glory to that tender, soft girl, that indescribably soft young maiden. So this Sukumaram Vijayate means all glories to that indescribably soft young maiden, Radharani. Sri Radharas Suranadi Ki Jai.